Hi. First of all, I'd like to say I don't really think of myself as the Mudman, actually. I think of myself as basically a sculpture. And this piece is from 1976. It's a series of performances I did, 12-hour performances from in Los Angeles, from sunrise to sunset, walking Wilshire Boulevard. It's 18 miles. So I started downtown, and I end up in... this is at the Lincoln Center in 1990. I'll get back to the one in 76 later. That was the night piece. Yes, I just spent the day at the Lincoln Center talking to people as a sculpture. This is in Hollywood, California, around 1978 or 79, I think. And basically, I'm just, as a sculpture, making music, at least in my own mind. I called myself at that time ex-Marine, just for this one sculpture. This is when I was invited by WPA to do a performance, and I walked from WPA in Washington, D.C. to the White House and then to the Vietnam Memorial. I'm an ex-Marine. I was in Vietnam in 67, 68. And I left that sculpture there. This is at PS1. It was called Out of Sight. It was roughly, the show was in the attic at PS1, roughly from 1990 to 93, I think. And basically it was like, I'll call it Mudman, but Mudman's apartment. And so we're back to the Wilshire Boulevard walk. This is the day piece. Was January 28, my birthday, 1976. A week later, I did Through the Night, February the 4th. This was sunrise to sunset, walking east from downtown L.A. to west to Santa Monica, a 12-hour performance. This is, I've made several of the back structures or sculptures that I wear on my back. This is the one I made at PS1. I was at PS1, a studio there from, I guess, 82 or 83 to around 85 or so. And you'll see this in various other performances. This is another part of my sculpture, which is also a performance, which is also drawing and painting. Usually I use my own shirts. So that's a blue shirt that my sister gave me for Christmas one time. And it has a war drawing on it. I usually do the war drawings with pencil. And the basic thing about the war drawings is they're always erased and they're continuous. Sometimes I'll use pen and ink and acrylic. And this is my Marine jacket. I came out of the Marines as a corporal. And so around the 90s, 2000, I started painting over these things. This is a drawing. That's a drawing by Watteau, the French artist, that I collaged onto a piece of paper, and then I added onto it with the blue figures and brown figures. A drawing of various black people by Watteau. And this also, as you can see, several dates on this, which also it's part of my own, the way I usually work. This drawing is roughly from 71 to around 2006, I think. And I like to take my time with certain pieces. I mean, I can make a drawing or an artwork within hours, I suppose, but I also like the idea of taking 30 years or more to make a drawing. This is a performance that I did at Lawrence Monk Gallery in Soho in 1990, January. And then many, many years later, around 2000-something, I drew over it and painted over the photograph of me doing Mudman, if you want to call me Mudman. This is an early performance that I did around 1974, where I had some sculpture that I was basically trying to figure out what to do. And so a friend took photographs of me. And then later on, around 2005 or 6, I drew over it. And I drew some rats. That's acrylic and ink. That's me. This is a drawing from the School of Michelangelo from an art history book. I took a photograph of that. And then I drew over that. Then I took another photograph, and I drew over that. So that's roughly from around the 70, 74 to around 2000 and something. This is a photograph of a performance I did in front of the new museum. I was part of the performance show called Choices by the new museum, which was on Broadway. And so I did a performance. It was in February in New York in 1986. It was very cold. I couldn't stay out there very long. And so later on, I drew over it. This is part of the walk from the WPA to the White House to the Vietnam Memorial. That sculpture was made right there at WPA, and then it was left at the Vietnam Memorial. I think they keep all the things that crazy people leave there, so I imagine they have that sculpture somewhere. This is when I first moved to New York. This is East Village around 2nd Avenue. I started doing performances in the East Village. Actually, I started being called Mudman when I moved to New York in 82 by Kim Levin. Before that, I always thought of myself as a walking sculpture or basically an art piece. And basically, that's the way I think about it. This is an installation with that same sculpture that you saw. I call it Rat Dog. It's made out of foam rubber and nylon, and it's a foam rubber room on Venice Beach. I had a studio there on the boardwalk. That's all foam rubber and cotton and sand. It was right on the boardwalk, and it was just roughly from 73 to 74 that I had the studio. This is me on the subway, 1986-87. No art people saw me there. I think it was just the subway riders on 2nd Avenue saw me for that piece. There were a bunch of kids, actually, that saw me and kind of freaked out until a friend of mine said that, that's it. Thank you.